This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Hey, 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, an Odyssey station, and radio.com. It is now Odyssey, so you want to download that app. You got to, man. Download the Odyssey app, and you can listen to KISW. All the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. That's Odyssey, AUDACY.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game. Yes! So everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Turn down for tequila!
What?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, turn down for tequila and stay indoors, I guess, and drink your tequila.
Okay.
If you want to.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, sure. Or you
walk
can go
around your neighborhood with a little glass of tequila.
A little glass of tequila, that's... maybe a flask or something in the rain there.
Yeah, that's always a thing.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Bob in Puyallup.
Bob,
are you there?
Oh, yeah. Working on try number 34.
What?
I'm 15 and 18.
15 and 19. So he's got a losing record against you, Steve.
Very Seattle Mariners-esque.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the same percentage as the Mariners.
That's right.
All right, Steve. Get out of here.
Wow.
For those playing at home, Bob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Bob, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
While viewing an operation on Seinfeld, what kind of candy do Kramer and Jerry drop into the body?
Skittles.
No.
M&M's.
No.
Pass.
What was the name of the Soviet satellite launched on October 4th of 1957?
Sputnik.
Yes. What car company uses the tagline, the ultimate driving machine?
BMW.
Yes. Finish the line in Ghostbusters, I am the Keymaster, I am the what?
Gatekeeper.
Yes. What soup company has the slogan, good?
Campbell's.
Yes. Tiananmen Square is located in which Chinese city?
Bangkok?
No. What was that?
Beijing.
Yes. Who was the star of the comedy Me, Myself, and Irene?
Jim Carrey.
Yes. The MTV Video Music Awards began in which mid-80s year?
84, 85, 86.
84, yes. Saddam Hussein was the president of which country?
Iraq.
Yes. What was the name of David Bowie's alien rock star alter ego?
I don't know.
All right. Well, Bobby, you get 8 correct.
We'll see if that's enough.
Yep, there's a little bit of wiggle room there for Steve.
But, I mean, you never know.
Yeah, well, you really don't know until it happens. You're right.
Exactly. You never know until it happens.
Prophet you are. You are the prophet that we've all waited for.
I want to get a t-shirt that says that.
Yeah, the prophet we've been waiting for?
No. You never... What was the quote we just said?
You're the one that said it.
I know. I just forgot it.
Okay, great.
No.
Okay. Probably not worth a t-shirt then.
Yeah, maybe not.
It's things I walk in on.
Yeah. Hey. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
While viewing an operation on Seinfeld, what kind of candy do Kramer and Jerry drop into the body?
Oh, great episode. A Whopper.
No.
Oh, was it Juju Mint?
No.
Oh, man, I know the episode. Juju Beam?
No.
Ah!
What was the name of the Soviet satellite launched on October 4th of 1957?
Sputnik.
Yes.
Damn it.
What car company uses the tagline, the ultimate driving machine?
I don't know. GMC.
No.
Ford.
No.
Toyota.
No. Finish the line in Ghostbusters. I am the key master. I am the what?
Gatekeeper.
Yes. What soup company has the slogan, mm-mm, good?
Campbell's soup.
Yes. Tiananmen Square is located in which Chinese city?
Oh, man. Crap. I'll pass.
Who was the star of the comedy Me, Myself, and Irene?
Jim Carrey.
Yes. The MTV Video
Cambodia?
Music Awards began in which mid-80s year?
84.
Yes. Saddam Hussein was the president of which country?
Iraq.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You lose.
Woo!
6-8.
Nice job, Bob.
Good job, Bob.
You did it, Bob.
Steve just slammed down his mask.
Yeah, he's so mad, and I'm so happy.
Two of those questions are bothering me now.
Well, Bob, congratulations, and I get this, my friend.
Nice.
Evolution.
Good morning, everyone.
So sorry for Steve. Loser. Woo! I just got better.
I was wondering why you said Juju Bees, but that was also because it was in another episode. That was the one, and that was with Elaine in the movie theater.
Was it Junior Mints?
It was Junior Mints.
Yeah, I thought
you said you said Juju Mints and then Juju Bees.
I couldn't think of what the mints was.
Oh. Yeah. Because you have to think old school candy.
And they kind of look like Whoppers because they're like that chocolate outside.
Yeah, but they have that minty inside, which is
And they're flatter. They're flatter than Whoppers.
Dude, watch your mouth.
No.
How
Junior,
dare you?
Junior Mints are like tier four candy.
Really?
Like, if they're there, I'll eat it because it's candy.
No, Junior Mints are awesome. Underrated.
No.
Like, I have to agree. I don't have them all the time, but boy, when I do like them.
Oh, yeah, man, they're delicious.
Oh, I'm alone in this room?
Yes. Yeah, you are.
Y'all
like
suck.
Your whole life.
I can't wait to buy you Junior Mints for your...
Oh,
special
yeah.
day.
We have my special day. What's that? Is quinceañera?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For my
Ooh, they have different flavors of Junior Mints.
Do they really?
You know
when did that happen?
The car company that has the ultimate driving machine as the tagline. Bob got correct. It's the BMW.
BMW. Okay.
Yep.
Come on, man.
And what then, was the Tiananmen Square one?
Tiananmen Square is located in which Chinese city? Bob got that correct
Beijing?
As well. Beijing.
Dang it.
Yep.
If only you knew that.
The damn Junior Mint thing really messed me up.
It totally screwed you. I could tell the whole thing.
Because I love that episode.
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest Seinfeld episodes.
It really, really is. There was also one question that you didn't get to. What was the name of David Bowie's alien rock star alter ego?
He knows this.
Oh, Ziggy Stardust.
Yep.
That's it.
So you would have gotten...
played guitar.
Yes, exactly. And you lost the game.
Yes, you did.
Oh, someone says, I'm with you, Rev. Junior Mint's not that good, from Matt and Spanaway.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, the both of you can go be alone. On Hater Island.
So
together.
Know, what about peppermint patties? They don't get enough love.
I actually like York peppermint patties,
so
but
good.
I don't like Junior Mints. I don't know why.
Because York peppermint patties are a bigger thing. It's like a bigger Junior Mint.
Yeah, it's like
maybe
a hockey puck.
It might be better, though. Better quality. I don't know.
Peppermint patties have a thinner chocolate, though, to them. They're like thin wafers, aren't they?
I don't know.
York peppermint patties? No, those are the big guys.
Well, they're not gigantic, but they're, like half-dollar size
Junior
or something.
Mint?
Yes.
I mean, they're huge.
Yeah. Huge.
Oh, I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, you are. You're thinking of, I don't know what you're thinking of.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. There we go. I'm thinking of this one.
What? Oh,
what's that one?
Version?
See, the peppermint patty. It's not that thick.
What? Do you know how big that is? That's
well, like I know it's big in its girthiness.
Yeah. Listen, Chris Evans, just take it.
But like it's a thin slice of it.
Yeah. They're a little bit thinner. They're not the little dollops.
Well, compared to Junior Mints, though, they are much bigger is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Glad we got to the bottom.
Yeah, we really got to the bottom of this peppermint patty issue.
We need both just to do a side-by-side comparison.
I have no problem with that. Let's get it done. Got a new survey. Turkin about all this.
Turkin-durkin.
It's Turkin-durkin. And in the survey, they're saying, hey, only one in three people say that they're working in a career or a field that they dreamed about as a kid. I don't know why this is news. Actually, to me, that's amazing that actually 33% of the people are doing that. I would think it'd be much less.
My mom always will bring up the story of how she's like, what makes her so happy about what I get to do for a living is rather close to what I wanted to be when I was a kid. I don't remember this, but my mom does, so I have to take her word on it. But apparently when I was a little kid, we had to do dress up for what you want to be when you grow up and become an adult.
Okay.
So everyone, like some people would dress up and go to school as like a cop or a firefighter. I guess I had her make me put on a jacket and a tie and a microphone, and I want to be a sports reporter.
Oh. Wow.
A sports radio host. That's yeah. I don't know why I thought you needed to wear a suit when you did
well,
that.
Well, back in those days, probably when you were younger, they were all doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, so she'll always share that story of how it's pretty cool that, you know, when she was, when I was a little kid, she dressed me up to be that. And then here I am doing it.
Yeah, I mean, really, the fact that you're working in the business yeah. of the media is pretty amazing.
Yeah, so that's always fun.
Yeah, I'm not an astronaut, so I didn't get my dream job.
Aww.
Dude, I think yeah. the year before I might have asked to put on like my underoos, the Aquaman ones, because I wanted to be Aquaman when I grow up. So it's like, you know, I mean, I don't know if I was necessarily sure of what I wanted.
You actually, you're about as useful as he is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. So I think you've made your dream come true.
I like water.
See?
Can you talk to fish?
Yeah.
I mean, I like eating fish. I like sushi.
I don't
Close
think
enough.
That's
I think that works.
I think Aquaman has a better relationship with the fish than that. But
that's a whole other conversation of whether or not Aquaman eats sushi.
Yeah, that's a
oh,
really.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm guessing no.
Yeah, no. So what do you think? So the top 10 dream jobs, because I've got the top 20. What do you think was a dream job? So for you, it was being a sports reporter
yes.
and a broadcaster. And I'm trying to see if they're in there at all. A quick scan does not show a broadcaster.
I'm guessing no.
Yeah.
Someone said Steve wanted to be like his dad, Marv Albert.
I wasn't yes! going to bring it up, but
thanks, Rev. And you yeah. just texted it into the show.
Yeah, I may have.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. How about you, Vicky? What would you your dream job?
When I was a little kid, I really wanted to be an actress / singer.
Ooh, actress / singer. Actors on the list. All right. So there you go.
What kind of singer? Like a pop singer, rock singer?
When I was little, yes, definitely pop. Pop or like a hip hop kind of vibe. And then I realized I can't do that.
Like yeah. TLC?
Yeah. I actually had the cassette.
Yeah, but you know, you see Billie Eilish now and you go, mm-hmm. gosh, I guess I could have. Because, I mean, really, also, she puts on like an overlarge shirt and dyes her hair whatever color she wants. And she just gets to go out there. And, I mean, she can sing.
I was saying, that's the yeah. only difference between her and
But, I mean, the way she normally presents herself, I think you can be, it's like a low res pop star.
Yeah.
There's still a chance for me then, is what you're saying. Yeah,
but yeah, back then, you would have had to have worn like sunglasses and take out one of the lenses and put a condom in it.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't that the look for TLC?
Yeah, like left eye. Oh, my gosh. You don't
remember
eye.
That?
No.
Oh, I don't either. If you searched Condom Eye, yeah. you'll find it on
I that. Don't yeah. remember Condom Eye at all.
Yeah, she was Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Oh, well, I remember yep. left eye, but I didn't know it was because she had a condom in her eye.
Yeah.
Well, not in her eye. It covered it. Kind of like an eye patch.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like a fake eyeball or something that was a condom.
Oh, that's actually pretty. I had no idea that's what that was.
Yeah, see right there.
And that big, weird, goofy hat.
Oh, I don't remember that look.
That way she's ready at any time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I don't know if that's why. Yeah, there was a condom
that's
right there.
That's a condom. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Better storage space than a wallet.
I never thought, True. I never got that that's what that was. Gosh, I'm an idiot. That's actually pretty rad.
Rad.
I think I used the right word, too.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, who said, yeah, good idea, left eye? Put a condom
well,
there.
It was the 90s, man.
Didn't Lisa yeah. Left Eye go a little crazy? Am I anyway? I mean, was that her?
I think she's the one that tried to burn down her...
yeah.
Oh, she did burn it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, she burned down a mansion.
So now you understand.
Was it David Justice?
Yes, I believe you're right.
I could be wrong.
The baseball... I think
definitely
it was
an athlete.
Yeah, I think it was David Justice. Yeah, but astronauts on the list too, by the way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what kid didn't want to go to space?
Yeah. The final frontier. Well, especially me, because I'm such a geeky sci-fi kid.
So what did Danny want to be when he was it?
Train conductor.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I really wanted to do, because we
might...
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually really all I wanted to do was just blow the whistle. You know what I mean? Because it was
what
just
about
like,
wear the overalls and the hat?
I mean, that was cool. I had
that's
those.
What I wanted.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I wanted to sit in the little engine and go... Wah, wah. But yeah, never got
choo-choo.
To do that. Or that.
You know what's really funny is some of the things on this list are just so pedestrian. I mean, what I mean by that is that they're not really difficult to do. You know, like an astronaut, yeah, you, I mean, there's no way.
There is a way.
I mean, there's a small percentage of people who can make that happen, a very small percentage.
Oh, it was Andre Rison, not David Justice.
Oh, thank you, man.
It was the football player.
Sorry, David. I don't know why we think David Justice is involved with people who want to burn his house down.
But do you think it has something to do with maybe somebody had their dad did a certain job that maybe you view as being pedestrian?
Ooh.
So they're like, oh, when I grow up, I also want to be just like my dad. I want to be an accountant.
Yeah, that would explain bank workers, barbers, hairdressers. And Danny, train conductor, is on the list.
Hooray!
Yeah, so, you know, that was a big one.
But this person's in middle school. I wanted to be a welder. I've now been welding professionally and working with metal for the last 10 years. Every day is a vacation, if you like your occupation.
Yeah, and that you've got people that say mechanic. Shop workers. How about this one, though? This one has to be because of the movies. Archaeologist.
Oh, Indiana Jones.
Has to be.
Oh, yeah. Or Jurassic Park. Yeah, because of the... Yeah. I mean, they're paleontologists, but yeah, same thing.
Yeah, this is
more friends. Yeah. Yeah. Ross was an archaeologist.
Paleontologist.
Damn it.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say?
I have something to say.
They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And when you get through, make sure you follow Steve's rules.
It's a simple rule, BJ. Show some energy and bring it. Otherwise... we have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I just want, it's a simple question, but I think it's a fun one. If you can make a rule, if you can make everyone follow one rule that you make, what is it?
Well, one rule, does that encompass my entire communication rules?
Oh, boy. That's like 30 rules
in one.
Yeah,
that's a bunch of rules.
But that's one rule. That's my communication rule. How do you communicate with me?
My first one I could think of is... if you put your blinker on, you're not allowed to speed up to make it so that that person can't get into the next lane.
Oh, in other words, if somebody puts their blinker on in front of you or near you.
If I put my blinker on, that car behind me in the lane that I'm trying to get into, all of a sudden was doing 60 miles per hour. But once I put the blinker on, they become, you know, Bubba Wallace and they're trying to do 90 miles an hour.
Now it's a race.
And it's like, what? Are you afraid that I'm the car that's already passed you trying to get in the lane in front of you is now all of a sudden going to slow your method down? That should be a rule.
All right. I like that rule. I don't have a problem with that rule.
That's funny because mine is driving related as well.
I love that. We all hate driving.
I really do. And it's the two of us who have the longest commutes too. But it's that you cannot use the passing lane unless you're passing and then you immediately need to get over.
Wow.
See, that one, I don't mind if you're in a passing lane and then if someone's coming up on me and I'm like, all right, I should probably get over. I'm not going to like punish this person because they want to go faster than me. I'm like, all right, I'll get over to the next lane. They clearly want to use this passing lane more than me.
Because you're a nice person.
Do you get mad at anybody, Rev, if you're not in the passing lane and they're going really, you know, they're going faster and they just zoom by? You get mad at those people? Or
no,
is it just the people in the lane slow?
It's just the slow people.
Yeah.
They're impeding traffic. The passing lane is for passing. Like, you've got three other lanes to do whatever speed you want to do.
I think you just have to be aware of what's going on around you and be cool to people. And that includes that rule. You just got to be aware that, here's a guy behind me. Let me just move over.
There's so many times on the flip side where I see someone, they'll put on their blinker, and as soon as they put on, even before they finish putting on their blinker, they're already getting into the next lane while there's a car right there. And I'm like, they're just not even paying attention.
Not at all.
They think they're the only person on the freeway. It's insane.
Yeah, there's a blind spot for a reason, kids. They talk about it. Make sure. And now they have to, of course, you know, the newer cars have the blind spot little alert thing in the rearview on the mirrors. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Side mirrors.
I remember when I had a rental, I was getting spoiled with that. That is a nice feature. But when you don't have it and you've been driving using that for a while, you got to readjust.
Yeah. You do.
What about Vicky? Okay, you got a rule.
Mine doesn't have to do with driving.
All right, because you're a bad driver anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not following any of those rules. If you don't pick up after your dog's poo.
Oh, yes.
You have to live with it in your house for a week.
Oh, I agree. 100%.
Or eat it.
Yes, one of the two.
Wow.
I've had two giant turds on my yard. Mind you, like, everywhere in my neighborhood, there are signs, pick up after your dog, pick up after your dog. There's even, like, the little baggy stations. two giant freaking turds that I stepped in.
I'm trying to remember.
That's good luck, though.
And I have a tiny yard.
Did you just say it's good luck?
That's what they say.
That's what he said.
I think if you step in it with your left foot,
what is it
right.
about poop and being good luck? If a bird poops on you, it's good luck. If you step in poop, it's good luck.
I think that's what they tell you so you're not so angry.
Do. Yeah, exactly.
I just want to accept the fact that you just got pooped on.
Yep. Yeah.
The silver lining effect, which doesn't work when it's like, no, this is really crap on my body. No, it's no silver
I just
lining.
Love Googling poop and good luck. And it, birds, bird poops on you, it's said to be good luck.
That's a stupid human thing.
It's a Russian superstition.
Oh, so I can blame another reason for me to blame the Russians.
Yeah, basically because the rare
thanks,
odds.
Gorbachev.
You hacked my election and everything else, and now the poop thing. I hate you, Russian peoples.
I'm with you, though. Like, in my old development, we would walk around, and some of these poops, I'm not sure if it was the dog or the person walking the dog, and you're just like, come on. And we have doggy bag stations and garbages all around the development. And you're just like, you couldn't just take 2 seconds to go grab a bag and dispose of this.
This poo was so big. My brother works for the city of Bellingham, so he's had to clean up after gross stuff. And I'm like, is this human or not? Like, and I had to have him verify that it was not. But it was huge.
These are questions you never thought your sister would ask you.
It's not the weirdest thing I've asked him.
Hey, I got a Tupperware container. Check it out.
Ew.
But like, I don't have a thing to clean it up after, so it just sits there for a week and gets grosser.
Well, you remember the fight I had with my neighbor about the very same thing. It's like, your dog is pooping in my yard, and people don't want to take ownership of this. I don't understand it. My wife, we're having a problem in her apartment because there's a person in the floor above her. The dog can't wait to get out into the place where you go do its thing. It is urinating over the railing. And it's like,
we've done that drunk before.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you walk out and, you got little walkways to get to the parking lot from where you live.
Right.
And in the walkways, there's just yellow puddles. And the problem is the apartment complex is like, you know what? We want to evict these people, but because of COVID, we can't.
Oh.
So, like, we tell them to clean it up, but they won't clean it up. There's not much they can do. They're like, our hands are tied. We try to go out and clean it up as much as possible, but how often animals go to the bathroom.
Here's a complimentary umbrella for you whenever you leave this development.
So the woman comes to me, and I only visit every once in a while, but she comes out and I see the dog. She supposedly took it to get trained. And she goes, I just wish all you people would calm down. And I'm like, why should we calm down that you don't even come down and clean it up? If you know what's happening, why wouldn't you come down to see, my dog just took a leak. Let me go see if it went down to somebody's area. And it's like, she doesn't do that, but then she wants me to calm down. And I'm like, well, I don't live here, so it's not a problem for me. I said, but I got to tell you something. You asking people to calm down because they're getting basically an R. Kelly shower every time you bring your dog out
is the dog's
not
name
cool.
R. Kelly? Because if it is, it's awesome.
It should be. But people don't seem to care that they're leaving their dog's action everywhere. I don't understand why you can't be a decent human being going, I'm sorry, I'll do my best to figure this out or clean it up.
It seems like common decency for everyone.
And it's not there.
All right, Danny, you got one rule.
If you're going to send an email that says, can we talk? Or, hey, do you got a few seconds? You need to follow up within the next 20 minutes.
Yep.
I hate it when it's like, can we talk? Okay, cool. I got some time on Friday. It's like, it's Tuesday, and now I'm going to be stressed all week. Or at that point, at least just put in there, it's good news.
Yeah.
Or nothing bad. Hey, Vicky, I got to chat with you after the show. Nothing bad.
Right.
But the part that sucks is then the times when it is bad, and you're like, I got to talk to you.
And they don't put that in there.
But then you know it's bad.
You know what, though?
Like,
more often than not, if I've had to talk to somebody about something that's not good, I will just talk to them. Like, I'd be like, that moment, like, just rip off the Band-Aid.
Sure.
Be like, hey, can I come in here and talk to you for 2 seconds? And be like, this is crappy, but this is what's up. Whereas if I send that email to schedule a meeting, I'm always scheduling things that are positive for that reason. Because it's like, it freaks you out.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
And that's one of the reasons I love you, Steve. Thank God.
That's right. Recognize.
We've trained bosses. Like. We've trained our bosses to be that way because we've had bosses that we're like, dude, you made me wait a week, and it's actually not bad news. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. That should be a law. I like this texture says the dog's name should be Bark Kelly. Bark Kelly.
I get it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Someone says, I agree on the, hey, can we talk? My boss just did that to me, and I feel like I'm in trouble, LOL. Yeah, it tells me, I'm like, what did I do wrong? And I know I didn't do anything wrong, so now I'm creating in my head scenarios that could have been wrong from like 10 years ago. I'm like, well, the time 10 years ago I did...
It's like the anxiety of going to the airport and thinking, did I bring a gun with me? Wait, I don't own a gun, but what if I brought one with me?
Right. Or like a cop gets behind you like, am I driving drunk? Wait, I haven't had a drink in like 5 days. Like, what am I talking about?
Or you go to the grocery store and you don't buy anything. You're like, oh my God, what if they stop me because they think I'm stealing? It's like, and they find something on me. I didn't take anything.
That happened to me. I went to Lowe's to get a certain, like a screw for something because I didn't have enough. And I brought the other screw to match it. And I pull it out of my pocket. I'm like, crap, they're going to think I stole this. Should I pay for this even though I brought it with me?
Hey, Jimmy, it's the screw thief. He's back.
I'm like, I brought this screw with me. I wouldn't steal this 69-cent screw.
Nice.
Well, whenever I do anything where I bring anything to the store for reference, I like prominently display it.
Right.
I brought it in. I'm walking in with it.
Check your surveillance.
Look, it's right here in my hand.
And you don't look like a fool at all doing
that.
People are going, okay, miss, congratulations. You have an item in your hand.
Thank God for masks. I feel less dumb.
Yeah, masks actually do make you feel better about being an idiot.
Yeah, so we just went real quick. We were talking about dogs. He said, Steve, can I get a shout out for my dog? He's a German Shepherd named Rainer, and his favorite hobby is being a good boy.
Aww.
Thanks from Devon.
Give it out a shout.
All right. His favorite hobby is being a good boy.
Rainer, shout out.
All right.
Dog shout out. I like this.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah. Does Rainer, you think Rainer knows?
I don't know, but he just said, no, can you just do it just to piss BJ off?
I should say, I wonder
I'm
about
actually
that
surprised.
Smile on your face.
I give you credit.
I'm trying my best.
I thought that was going to make you very angry.
Oh, it is. No, I'm angry inside. I'm just doing a better job of being nice to you because I know some people like their stupid animals.
Well,
you
know, so, Rainer.
Yeah.
Rainer, you're a good boy.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Good job.
Or just do it in dog. Woof, 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 woof.
Why are you encouraging Danny? He's a moron.
Good word, just trying to make you mad.
Oh, man. It's Tuesday. Let him bark.
It's Tuesday? Tuesday is moron day. Is that what it is?
Okay. I didn't know. All right.
Tuesday.
Please show me on the calendar where it says every Tuesday, morons get to be morons.
Tuesday. Let the man bark if he wants to bark.
Thank you, Steve.
Let the man bark. It's Tuesday. I didn't know Tuesday was crazy day.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And whatever you want to rap about, man, we are open for you.
Someone just texted in, what is a food that you hated as a kid but love now? For me, it's artichoke.
Oh, yeah. Artichoke is on that list.
I've always liked artichoke. My mom makes like a really good stuffed artichoke. So even as a kid, I loved it. But yeah.
Well, there's a lot of food you can put out there. As a matter of fact, we came across a list where they asked people this. So this is pretty wild that folks are thinking about this because this was something they thought, you know, that is a cool phenomenon.
Brussels sprouts.
Number two on the list, my friend.
I didn't love Brussels sprouts until I realized you could put oil on them and roast them.
Yeah, I didn't like Brussels sprouts until you realized you could cook them in a very unhealthy way.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah. Artichokes, by the way, artichokes not on the list. I'm very surprised by that.
Artichokes is kind of like a more of a, like a niche crappy food.
There's too much work with artichokes, man.
Stuff them.
So one thing I miss about California Pizza Kitchen not being here anymore.
Why?
They had the spinach artichoke dip. It was so good. Joey
dip?
And I. Yeah. But did I say the wrong word? Dip.
Dip.
Dip, sir.
Dip.
D-I-P.
Yeah, that's not what Popeye ate to get stronger.
Yeah, he didn't have that. He didn't have the spinach artichoke, Richard. But I missed that from CPK,
I
man.
Bet you do.
Yeah, sure. I missed the Richard. So that's not, yeah. So
Brussels sprouts is number two.
2,000 people said Brussels sprouts, number two. And vegetables do dominate this list. So think vegetables if you're thinking of foods that people used to hate when they were kids, but now they love.
Eggplant, thanks to the emoji.
I'm looking at eggplant and not on the list either.
Oh, I thought maybe people got curious. Like, what does this eggplant taste like?
Number 10 is the tastiest thing ever in everybody's mind.
Sour
Number
Patch
10.
Kids.
It's not a, and by the way, it's not a vegetable.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids, not on, I don't know. I think kids didn't like Sour Patch
Kids. No, you just said it was the tastiest thing of all time.
Oh, no, I think it's even better than that, Steve. Come on. People wrap stuff up with this. It's so good.
Bacon?
Yeah, baby.
People don't like bacon? Get out.
Yeah, when they were kids, they say kid.
I always loved bacon as a kid.
That's why I said it would be surprising, number 10.
That's a stupid one. People just want to say bacon for the sake of saying bacon.
Yep.
You don't believe 1 in 8 people actually didn't like it as a kid?
1 in 8?
Yes, sir.
All right, maybe.
All right. Well, he's wait. You know what? Maybe. He's coming back to science. Yeah, that's at least this survey. I don't know. You know, it's only 2,000 people. But,
so it's a pickled beets.
Well, that is very specific, yeah. And no, that is
beets.
Not the answer.
I would put beets in that.
Oh,
beets itself.
I
yes.
loved beets as a kid.
I yeah, hated them because I always thought it was going to be like that cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh.
The one out of the can. Oh, yeah. They look the same. So whenever I take a bite out of it, I'm like, this is awful. What the hell is this crap? And I was like, this isn't like the Thanksgiving treat that we have. And my mom's like, that's because it's not.
That's the whole, yeah, that's the thing. And but beets are Swedish. I mean, sweet, not Swedish like in the nationality, but sweet. They're sweet. They're kind of sweet. So I'm thinking that any kind of vegetable that's kind of sweet probably isn't on the list.
Is jalapenos or hot sauce on the list?
No, ma'am.
Because I could not do it as a kid, and now I can't eat without a little spice.
One texter says cauliflower.
Cauliflower. Wow. I am looking on this list, and surprisingly,
we still
no.
hate it as kids and as adults.
But you're getting.
I like cauliflower, though.
You're very close to number three.
Broccoli.
Though. That's number three. There you go.
Broccoli.
I don't. Broccoli. Does that mean people just were never forced to eat cauliflower, or does cauliflower have less of a taste? Which is why they use it in certain things because you really don't. There's not much of a taste.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. I feel like cauliflower doesn't have much of it. Like, that's why you can use it as rice and stuff.
Yeah, so maybe that's why kids didn't have a problem with it. But broccoli has a taste.
Yes. I don't hate cauliflower rice.
Oh, neither do I.
No.
I love cauliflower rice.
You know, like, is that as a child or as an adult?
Oh, I didn't even know it existed until like last year.
Okay. Yeah.
Just, right. Like, before that, I didn't know you could do all this crazy stuff with cauliflower. But like, if I had to pick between as a non-rice thing, because obviously I'm going to go white rice all the time, but yeah. Either quinoa or cauliflower rice, I'd rather cauliflower rice.
Okay.
Just in case you guys are thinking about Christmas gifts.
Well, it's important. We're going to get you, because I remember Trader Joe's used to have a whole bag of fried cauliflower rice.
Yeah, they got some of them flavored cauliflower rice.
Oh,
see, yeah, I've done the microwave little packets of that. Yeah, we do that.
Put it in my belly.
That is really good. Also, I mean, just a cauliflower crust pizza.
Yeah, but be careful.
Why?
Because some places, I won't mention their names, their cauliflower crust pizza is more carb heavy than the regular pizza.
Oh, yeah. But, we get a little frozen pizzas. And
yeah, be careful with
make
it.
Make sure and check, yeah, the nutritional information.
Yeah, but some are doing it just because they don't want to have bread.
Yeah.
All right. Number one is the clue.
Number one.
Asparagus.
Lemonade.
Yeah, because it makes your pee-pee smell.
You got it. Awesome.
I love Rev. Rev got it.
I guess lemonade. That's way better.
You're
lemonade.
Kind of close,
you
though.
Didn't like lemonade as a kid? Really?
Never mind. That was the hint. You said the hint is number one. My guess was lemonade.
He wasn't thinking of the other stuff.
Well, I'm not going to ever play Password or anything with you if you're.
I feel like that was a good.
No, yeah, I followed you really well there, Steve.
No, it's not a good answer. The survey said if you were on Family Feud and the survey is the things we hated as kids but love as adults, and you said lemonade is an answer.
Yeah, good answer. Good answer.
You would not
good
get
answer,
a good answer. Answer.
I know that, but I would make it on the blooper reel. That was the point.
All right. And I love
not,
how
I didn't guess it because I thought I'd be right.
I love how the rest of the moron enablers just continue.
Maybe
if
maybe we're not the morons. Maybe the one calling us morons is the moron.
Maybe.
All right, I'm going to let you go.
The entire room is tracking, except for one. Yeah. Why are we the bad guys?
Because we are doing a list. I don't know. I know. I understand why you would say lemonade when I said number one, but then there's a list that I'm doing. That's the whole...
Fine.
I mean, that's all.
Sorry, BJ. I didn't follow the rules of this list.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm even here. I'll be honest with you.
I'm still with you, Steve.
Yeah. You go ahead. Go ahead and enable him. He will never get better if you enable him.
Didn't realize it's going to piss you off as much as it did.
Wow,
so
you guys,
asparagus.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah,
yeah. So asparagus is number one. Did we do number two yet? Did we talk?
Yes,
about
Brussels sprouts.
We did Brussels sprouts. Broccoli's number three.
Okay.
You did touch upon number four because lemonade. I accidentally said the. I said lemonade's number four. No, I talked about spinach and artichoke dip.
Yes.
Number four. So that's why. How about the fact that I don't get that? And that's spinach.
What about onions?
Onions? I think if you do onions the right way, kids like them.
No, I hated onions
as a
kid.
Yeah, I really wasn't
there was
a fan
not a single
onions.
Way you could do
it. Oh, yeah? How about a thing called an onion ring?
Oh.
I don't count that as an onion.
It's an...
Steve.
I have to leave.
Let me leave right now. I'm going on BJ's side on this one.
Please let me
like,
go.
Come on.
Even though it's deep fried.
Who's chopping up onion rings and putting it in a salad?
Nobody.
What are you talking about?
That was the weakest argument of today.
As a kid, that's the only way I knew that there was onions.
Well, you never went to the fast food and you got the onion rings or a nice restaurant where they had them?
I still don't think onion rings are really onions.
I can't do this anymore. Okay.
But you know what? We'll agree to disagree on this.
Oh, no. We're not going to agree to disagree on anything, lemonade boy.
Fair.
What the hell?
How about number five?
I like caramelized onions now as an adult.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, and I like turtles. Can we?
Why are you going on turtles? What does that have to do with the list?
Because lemonade and turtles are a great combo. Number five, I don't know. I mean, these I'm sort of, maybe it was the texture of these. It's not like the flavor was horrible.
Texture.
Eggs.
No. Oh, actually, it's number eight, though.
Oh, nice.
Oysters.
Oysters.
Ew!
because
an adult.
We're giving kids oysters all the time.
I mean,
come on, little Rockefeller.
Guess.
Let's
Thank
have
you.
Some oysters.
No,
good, good answer.
My uncle tried to give me oysters when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
My mom would bread and fry them.
Yeah. I loved them.
All right.
No, I hated them.
Okay. I don't remember oysters as a kid. I remember clams. We used to get fried clams a lot.
But maybe that's just a New England thing. We had clams as well.
Yeah, I think oysters were a little too fancy for my family.
Well, you know.
Well, you know what? You with your lemonade and your oysters, you were living the big life?
We were living the high life in Brooklyn with our oysters and lemonade stand.
I'm talking,
for texture, I'm thinking oatmeal.
Oh, good call, Vicky. Mm. I was thinking green beans because they do have an interesting texture to them.
They stick on your teeth.
They're delicious.
See,
like,
kids.
Even as a kid.
Yeah, kids. A lot of kids didn't like them. Number five on the list of things that they didn't like, but then as an adult, they're like, okay, cool.
They were kind of a pain in the ass also to get on your fork.
Yeah.
Because every time you try to like stab them, they like mush up.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to like scoop them.
Oh, mushy green beans are the worst.
What about peas? Speaking of things that are tough to get on your fork.
See, everybody. Yeah. See, that's
so you
interesting.
Just smash them.
I am surprised because I remember kids didn't like to eat peas, but it's not on the list.
I liked peas. I hated split pea soup with every fiber of my being. But if you throw a little bacon into it now, I will eat it.
Remember, we'll eat anything with bacon.
Truth. I'm a landfill, man.
Even though number 10 is bacon on the list. I don't know when I started loving split pea soup, but I love it. But I don't know if I always did. I think I did.
The only time my mom did peas was when she would make mashed potatoes. And then you just mix them in with mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's delicious.
And I think peas are awesome. I mean, that's and they're unfortunately.
Even as a kid.
Yeah, and the too carb heavy. Because, well, you know what? You put butter on everything. Butter makes everything so good.
Oh,
truth.
Absolutely.
Just like cheese makes broccoli good. Broccoli cheese is just synonymous. And that's, of course, broccoli
cheese. Butter fan.
I love butter, man. On my popcorn.
Okay.
Forget about it.
Is Forrest Gump now my co-host?
Pasta. You know what
I mean? I want to get you a shirt or a hat that says, I love butter.
If you did, I'd wear it every day.
Yes. Butter fan.
Except for Thursdays because it's cracking.
But is butter a carb?
Butter's a fat. Thank you.
Put butter on my potatoes.
It's a Mean Girls reference.
Oh, what's
it's a Mean Girls reference.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. Jeez, we're bringing it. Wow, I love how Danny knows the Mean Girls references. All right, pretty good.
Is butter a carb?
Oh, all right. I didn't know that.
So it says I like eggs, but not hard boiled eggs. You don't like hard boiled eggs?
Nope.
I love them.
They
so
smell like farts.
Yeah,
but they
do.
Taste awesome.
Mm-mm,
it kind of tastes like farts too.
No, they don't taste like farts because I have literally I've been next to you where it's been so bad I've tasted it.
Yeah, and you could taste it. Yeah.
If you were in the room, Steve would have thrown something at you.
I could see it in his face.
Hard-boiled eggs are amazing.
They are. So they're really good.
That means you have to have still the yellow yolk in there.
Yeah.
You know,
and people,
a lot of
egg white stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, definitely douse it in salt.
Oh, that's
or hot sauce.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Got no problem. Or devil that baby up.
Oh, deviled eggs.
Oh, yeah. Deviled eggs are just, yeah, the supreme.
Fish is also on this list. A lot of people didn't like fish as a kid.
Like fish sticks? Do you like fish sticks?
Oh, I loved them.
Nice.
And fish sticks as well. Yeah. Or fish fingers is how they call them there in jolly old England.
That's right.
That's right.
Are you okay?
No, I thought about that.
Come on. I feel like we're losing
seeing a box that like said like fish fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That's right.
That's right, damn it.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.